Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Quinn Albert, Visitor Experience Associate at the Porter County Museum in Valparaiso. The subject of Porter County Museum's current exhibition is the Porter County Fair, celebrating its 175th year. Quinn, what are some of the striking historical stories you've uncovered in researching for this new exhibition?
Truly so many. I found over 3,000 newspaper articles starting back in 1860s. I unfortunately couldn't find ones all the way back into the 1850s and into the 1980s. I didn't get all the way to the modern time, all about the Porter County Fair. The fair was founded in 1851. Sort of the first fun fact is that it was canceled for the Civil War.
What was the initial goal of the fair, and has it changed over time? Has its focus changed?
It's sort of always been very community-oriented. It's sort of been interesting researching the fair and discovering the fair has sort of always been the fair. There's different attractions. Like early on, the big thing was to come and watch horse races. Now it's more you're going for the concerts and maybe demolition derby and the rides and stuff like that. But it was always very community-based, bringing the farmers together, bringing also just the people in Porter County. So it was people who never went to the farm and people who lived on the farm all the time and showing what they were doing for the rest of the year. The fair was the time sort of to show off.
Has it always been held in the same place?
No. So that's really been interesting. So the first fair, 1851, was actually held right across the street from where the museum is located today. It was held on the Courthouse Square in Valparaiso. Then the fair moved to around where Journeyman Distillery is today. And then it moved again after the Civil War in 1871. They purchased the property, which is now called Old Fairgrounds Park, which is the Valpo Park. And it was there until 1984, which was when it moved to where it is currently off of Division in 49.
History exhibitions are always built around objects. So what are some of the more interesting objects you've got on view that you've discovered?
So we actually have, this is a very object-light exhibit, but we do have some ribbons from the 1920s and like an 1888 ticket to the Porter County Fair, which is pretty amazing that it survived. But the fair, like everything is very, like, I don't know, like it's very ephemeral. You don't have, like a lot of people don't, you don't still have your pig that won champion from 10 years ago, unfortunately. So it's a lot of photos. We have an exhibit, all photos by a photographer, Amy Tomasak. She's a professor at VU, and she's been photographing the 4-H kids since 2014. And we have, 328 of her photos on display in one, like in our smallest little gallery. And that doesn't include like all the other parts in the exhibit.
You gave us one interesting fact about the fair stopping for the Civil War. What are some other facts you've uncovered?
One of my favorite stories that we feature is there was a cow, Strawberry the cow. She was a champion steer. I believe it was 1966. And she wasn't like grand champion, but she competed and she was a champion in our hearts. but as it is at the fair, there was an auction afterwards. It was purchased by a local family. And then that family auctioned it off to the Chicago Stockyard. And the Chicago Stockyard happened to be celebrating their 100th anniversary. And because of that, they chose a lucky cow, which happened to be Strawberry, and gifted it to Mayor Daley of Chicago, who then, not knowing what to do with a cow, I'm sure, gifted it to the Lincoln Park Zoo. And she was actually on exhibit at the Lincoln Park Zoo for a time. And I reached out to the zoo And they are actually in the process of digitizing all of their old records. So they haven't found mention of Strawberry yet. But when they do, they know that they have to give me a call, which is just sort of fun. But another story just to deal with the people, one of the big things that I definitely have learned during this exhibit is like the fair just gets its hook into people. It seems like once you're a 4-H'er, if you're lucky or well, I don't know. You can sometimes you get away, but you get sucked into a fair in a different county or something like that. But a lot of people there in the fair for life. And one of those guys was Carl Hefner. He was the fair board president for over 30 years. And one of my favorite stories with him is in 1971, he was called to the NIPSCO tent because the NIPSCO booth or whatever, they had been setting up some stuff. And there was smoke being seen from the NIPSCO tent. So he went over there to investigate. He brushed up against the trailer that they had set up, and he was electrocuted, and he was knocked back. They were able to drag him off the tent. By some miracle, he woke up about 12 hours later and immediately started giving orders and micromanaging and managing, well, managing, really, the fair through his wife. Because you wake up after being electrocuted, the first thing you think about is the fair. And then I found an interview with his wife from a couple years later, and she had said that their wedding anniversary, I believe it was August 2nd, and that is always the fair time. So she was like, she even admitted that she's like, I think I'm his second love, maybe, and the fair is probably his first.
Well, the fair runs this year, July 23rd to August 1st. Will you be going?
Of course. I believe we're hoping to have a pop-up exhibit at the fair as well.
Well, thank you, Quinn Albert from POCO Muse, the Porter County Museum, for joining us today. And just to let you know, you have made history. You are my last interviewee on Eye on the Arts Radio, at least as the program is broadcast over the airways of Lakeshore Public Media. I'd love to thank my producer, Dee Dotson. I've really enjoyed working with her, and I've learned a lot about interviewing guests and working on the radio in general from her. And thank you all, faithful listeners, for listening in over the years to this program. It might be a little harder for listeners in Northwest Indiana to find out about events, art events, and programs, but I encourage you to visit the Regional Arts Calendar on South Shore Arts' website, www.southshoreartsonline.org. And in my opinion, the arts are so essential to a happy and well-balanced life that I really encourage you all to search out the arts in all their forms, support them, and above all, enjoy them. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio.